Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, welcome to Homemade Business 101. My name is Isaiah. I have the pleasure of introducing the host. You know him. He's everybody's hero, my best friend. Will you please join me in welcoming my granddaddy, Baba Jahi?
Well, good morning on this second day of February 2014. And thank you for joining us here on the Sunday morning gospel of working from home. And thank you, Isaiah, as you do each and every time we come on the air and introducing this show for your granddaddy. I really appreciate you and love you. All right. Today we want to do is talk about the age that we're in, which is the information age. We've left the industrial age and we're into the information age. And being in the information age, you know, is very important. But the same thing is why it's important is because if you're using industrial age tools and things to try to do stuff in the information age, you're going to feel left. You will be left behind because you won't know what to do because you won't have the right tools. Okay, now what do I mean by that? The old-time pioneers equipped themselves with tools such as the Winchester rifle and the Colt 45 Peacemaker, uniquely crafted to help them conquer the Western wilderness. Information age frontiers people will also pack special weapons, turnkey business strategies designed to help ordinary people thrive in a cyber economy. So it's important to understand what kind of turnkey business opportunities exist out here to help you thrive in this cyber economy. Cyber, that ought to tell you something right there. We're talking about the Internet and then to move goods and services and moving business online. Bill Gates said it best. He said, as we move into this future, there's going to be two kinds of businesses, those that's online and those that's out of business. Every business has an online presence. And one of the greatest opportunities in terms of online business is network marketing. And a lot of times network marketing has been given a dirty name simply because most people just don't understand or they're still looking at it from the industrial age thing. In the years past, network marketing was dismissed by many business leaders as a get-rich-quick scheme, analogous to chain letters and pyramid schemes. But those days are gone. Today, Fortune 500 companies flock to do business through multi-level marketing networks. The Wall Street analysts sing the praise of multi-level sales methods. Indeed, network marketing has grown into one of the driving forces of the 21st century economy. Reliable statistics for multi-level marketing's global growth are difficult to pin down since many companies do not report their sales or membership figures to any trade organization. Nevertheless, based upon available data from the Direct Selling Association in Washington, D.C., as well as other industry sources, network marketing lifestyles, editorial director Duncan Maxwell Anderson estimates the annual sales through multi-level marketing organizations have reached about $30 to $40 billion in the United States and $80 to $120 billion worldwide. See, this is key right here. He's saying, you know, that the industry has really, really grown tremendously. It's just like the business entity that I'm involved in. We're involved in $8.4 trillion business industry, the travel industry. $8 billion. It's a huge industry. And our company has paid out over $125 million in commissions to everyday people. So it's important that we understand that network marketing is a very viable business entity. And it's designed to help people. Life on the cyber frontier will work much the same way as the information age dawns. It is clear that jobs as we know them are becoming obsolete. Millions of people have been laid off from corporate positions in the last 20 years. Many have looked in vain for other jobs with comparable pay, benefits, or security. In the old days, layoffs were seen as temporary cost-cutting measures. Companies would slash their payrolls to get through tough times. But as soon as the economy picked up, they would hire their workers back. Not anymore. Downsizing today happens for a different reason. Companies lay off workers because their plants have moved out of the country permanently or because automation has made human effort unnecessary. Technology makes companies more and more efficient with fewer and fewer people, says economist Paul Zan Pelzer, author of Unlimited Wealth, Other People's Money, and God Wants You to Be Rich. The most profitable companies are the ones doing the most downsizing. That process will continue to accelerate. So as you're looking, people are looking out here for work, and, you know, the president just passed a thing about increasing the minimum wage. But that's fine and dandy if you got a place where you can go and collect the minimum wage. And so one of the things we really want to do is make sure that people understand that network marketing is very, very viable. It's not, you know, more people have earned over $1 million in network marketing and has created more millionaires than any other segment of the economy. And so one who really wants to understand and embrace how to really earn extra money or build a business, need to really consider finding a network marketing company that, you know, fits and meets their passion. Because if you really want to become the millionaire next door, you can do it through cyberspace and working in a decent home-based business network, MLM, that you can have some passion about. And it's important that I say this because too often I talk to people and people try to tell me, I ain't interested in that. You know, I want a real business. Hey, this is real as it gets. You know, it's just because of the misorientation that people have about network marketing makes them think that it's not a real business. It is a very, very real business. Matter of fact, has produced more millionaires than any other segment of the economy. So, you know, you can go traditional business if you want and struggle and fight your way through. And if you're lucky, you might make it. And, you know, I say that, you know, because it's important that you read. One of the good books to read is called Wave 4, Network Marketing in the 21st Century by Richard Poe. What network marketing is, why it's hotter than ever, how you can ride the wave to financial freedom. Yes, there's a wave that's going on in our country right now through network marketing. And you can ride that wave because it allows you to leverage, you know, and plus the tremendous tax breaks that one gets. So you really, really need to take your time and understand the cyber frontier. In the 19th century, millions flocked to the frontier, covered wagons. Today, it is the frontier that is coming to us. Everyone alive today must confront the cyber economy, whether we like it or not. How we fare in the years ahead will depend entirely on how soon we accept the inevitable and how energetically we prepare for self-sufficiency. It is a hard life on the cyber frontier, a life of bone-crushing labor, of high competition, of risk, fear, and suspense. But just as the old pioneers built fortunes in the West, so we have opportunities before us to thrive and prosper as never before in ways that we could have never imagined back in the old corporate world. Experts have long predicted that the 21st century would be the age of luxury and Internet and of customized service that would cater to consumers every whim. And so they will be, but we must earn those luxuries by the sweat of our brow. We must earn them by making smart decisions. Our livelihood in the years to come will be largely determined by the choices we make today, but the strategies we select for building our information age business. Those who choose network marketing will be taking a giant step in the right direction. This is from the book Wave 4. In other words, the time has changed. The economy has changed. Have you changed? Are you willing to embrace this thing? See, there was a time when you couldn't have told me that I'd pay for television, but change came, and everyone has cable nowadays. You don't have old regular TV with the rabbit ear antennas you could put on. They even changed that where you had to get this box in order to be able to pick up the signal. See, so you could decide you didn't want to. Well, if you didn't want to do it, you just don't watch no TV. You don't want to deal with cable, you just don't watch no TV. So, I mean, you know, just times change. You were forced to embrace things. Cell phones. You know, we went from pages to cell phones. Nobody called you and asked you, hey, do you want to have a cell phone? You were forced, if you wanted to continue to move forward, you were forced to get a cell phone. Now you have people who have homes where they don't even have a landline. They just use a cell phone all the time. But, you know, we used to have basically just the landline. And for our children, the Velcro shoes. And children don't know how to tie shoes because they've never wore shoes with shoelaces in it. Velcro. I mean, as times change, you either embrace it or you get left. That's what I'm saying in terms of the cyber economy and network marketing. If you really want a home-based business that can really, really help you achieve unlimited levels of success, depending on what your definition of success is, and monetary gain and financial independence, you're going to have to deal with the cyber economy. There's no getting around it. People order and place and buy almost everything that they do online. That's why I'm so excited to be involved in a business where we have a travel component and an e-commerce component where people that want to buy and shop online, that we can assist them with their process and get paid in the process of assisting them with that process. So it's important that we understand that that is where things are going. You either embrace it or get left behind. Also, when music went from vinyl albums to 8-tracks to cassettes to CDs to now MP3s, no one called you and asked you, did you want to make a change? No one asked you, say, hey, you know, you take and get your vinyl records and, you know, convert them and put them on CDs because we're not going to be marketing no more vinyl records. You know, the vinyl records, we went to the 8-tracks. I remember the 8-track tapes and people, you know, buying the 8-track players. You know, everyone was getting the 8-track player. Because before the 8-track player, there was the reel-to-reel tapes. I remember getting one of those reel-to-reel tape players when I was in the military. We went to Yokosuka, Japan. And we got over there, and it was a Sony factory right up there, and we was able to get them dirt cheap. But everybody was getting their reel-to-reel. You know, it was the you know, reel-to-reel and doing the reel-to-reel taping. And, you know, and then putting recording music and putting it on the reel-to-reel. And, you know, you could play 6 hours of music on one reel. And then next thing came along was 8-track. And 8-track was on there, and we went to that. Then came cassettes. We went to that. Then came the CD, you know, and the CD came along and was like, wow, because the tape sometimes would pop, and you can't play your music. You know, you could try to spice them back together, but it just created a problem. So the CD helped solve that. But then CDs at times, if you don't take care of them properly, they can get scratched. So now we got MP3s. And, you know, and people listen to their music that way. I do a lot of MP3 downloading in terms of being able to put in the digital quality is tremendous with the MP3s. But all of these are market shifts and changes. And so you need to be able to embrace the market shift. And I'll tell you a little bit more about my business here in a minute. But, another good book that you want to read is called GoPro, How to Become a Network Marketing Professional by Eric Worre. And he has a site called GoPro. And you can go there, and he has videos. If you Google Eric, E-R-I-C, Worre, W-O-R-R-E, he has a website, Network Marketing Pro, in which you can go to that site. He has tremendous training information that he puts out there and available for free because, as he says, it's a cold stone fact that we have a better way. I don't debate people. It's just a fact. People want to debate about it, whatever, because they don't understand it and they haven't learned how to embrace it. But it's a cold stone fact that network marketing is a better way in terms of building a business and making money. You just have to find a company that suits your fancy. And one of the companies out here that you know, we feel is a great, great company. And, you know, it's a company that I'm involved in. It's YTB. We call it the new YTB because we have some tremendous tools that we're using now to help us with conquering the cyber economy and in terms of relationship to our business. What is the essence of our business? We offer two opportunities. One is that of a referring travel agent where people can book travel from a website that you own that's powered by World Choice Travel, a division of Travelocity. Some people are already familiar with it. It's the same hotels, the same cars, the same seats on the plane, the same cabin on the cruise ship, the same rental cars, all of that. It's just that now, because, you know, the way stuff is set up, people are going to purchase those things and buy those services online anyway. But now they can do it through you, and you get 60% of the vendor commission every time someone purchases on your site. This is a great, great, tremendous opportunity. And for those that want to build a network, you can get paid for building a network. We have one of the greatest compensation plans in the history of network marketing. You know, our compensation plan is the cream of the crop, and it's way there at the top. And so for those that really want to check out a tremendous business opportunity, you should check out the new YTB. You can go to www.60second.mba.com/MU group. A set of videos that you can watch that will explain to you what it is that we have to offer and how you can get involved. And then once you watch those videos, if they interest you, you click Get Started. Also on that site, you'll see our email address and our phone number, and you can give us a call, and, you know, we can walk you through the process and how you can make money and customize it and personalize it for you. Again, you want to go to www.60secondmba.com/MU group. You go to that site, watch the videos, click Get Started. Hey, and you can instantly be involved in one of the greatest network marketing opportunities to take place in this country. We're a company that also pays out $1 million bonuses. We've paid out 6 of those in the history of the company. Now, yeah, there's some work involved, like I said in the first part of this book, the fourth wave I was reading. You know, work. I mean, anything you get involved in order to make money, you're going to have to do that four-letter word, work. So it's not just something that's just going to come to you like pie in the sky, but you really need to actually go to work. So we're living in exciting times. Millions of people around the world are dreaming of starting up their own business, and network marketing can help them achieve financial goals in the 21st century. See, the new technology-driven wave will sweep up, and it's make its wave with millions of people who have never, ever been considered network marketing. In addition, how the internet coupled with the touch of good old-fashioned personal attention will revolutionize direct selling as the demand for new products and services explodes beyond borders. See, this is how money is going to be transferred and made as we move to the future. And you don't have to worry about a minimum wage because you can earn as much as you desire. You know, in most cases, you're earning way more than $10 an hour in terms of what people, what the president put forth in terms of minimum wage. And but the key to this is understanding you have unlimited income potential. The bottom line is you have to decide if you want to come out of the industrial age, which is declining and basically has come to an end, and embrace the new age, which is the information age. Always remember this. There are two tendencies in history. One tendency is something that's dying, decaying, and going out of being. And the other is something that's giving birth to something else that is coming into being, and it's the rising tide in history. Right now, the rising tide in history is the information age. We need to embrace it, or you will truly get financially left behind. It's a different kind of work, but you know, when you get with the right people, we can teach you and coach you and show you how to prosper in this information age economy. There's nothing I can do to help you with the industrial age economy because that economy is basically, it's on the brinks of going out of existence. It's dying and decaying. And, you know, all the thing we can do is bury it. And if that's what you want to do, then, as they say, let the dead bury the dead. You'll get buried with it. So you need to make that change. As Michael Jackson talked about, man in the mirror, make that change. Well, it's time for you to make a change and embrace the information age. Again, what you want to do is you want to go to www.60secondmba.com/MU Group, and you can learn about an information age opportunity that we have here to offer on Home-Based Business 101. We work from home here on Blog Talk Radio. And we hope you take a serious look at that and get in touch with us so that we can help you cash in on the monies that this company is paying. And, hey, it's just time for you to make that change. Time to make that change, make that change. Okay, what we're going to do is play our theme song called It's My Time and then wrap up for the day.
That's calling me to wake up to what I want. We hope you enjoy.
All right, all right. It's your time, but you have to make the change. Remember, we're living in the information age, in a cyber economy, which basically means you've got to be doing something on the Internet if you really want to succeed with a 21st century home-based business. It's just the way it is, y'all. You know, so you need to find what it is that you can embrace on the Internet that suits your fancy and something that you can enjoy doing, but there's no getting around it, okay? It's not like I don't have to do that. Yes, this is the wave of the future, and I would suggest you get a book called Wave 4, Network Marketing in the 21st Century by Richard Poe, and also GoPro, How to Become a Network Marketing Professional by Eric Worre. And you can Google those books, but you need to embrace the information that's out here about how to make money in the 21st century. Because you can search high and low looking for jobs, but they're going to eventually, even if you find one, they're going to downsize at some point. Because if the company's not involved in the cyber economy, they afloat. The bottom line is that this is what's going on. This is the fastest growing segment in the economy. And so if you're looking to earn money, you need to be involved on the fast track. The slow track is trying to find that dinosaur called a job at companies that are still hiring. That's the slow track. That's the old track. And, you know, you might get lucky enough to find one that you can hold on for a little while until, you know, they have to downsize or cut their labor force or don't want to pay the wages or move the company out of the country. So many different people I've talked to where their companies have left and gone overseas, leaving them hanging. But see, through the power of the Internet, you can do business anywhere. I never forget, my cousin told me years ago, he said, with a laptop and a modem and access to the Internet, he said, cuz, you can be able to open a business and you can do business anywhere. He said, you can be anywhere. He said, you can be in China and be doing business in America. You could be an American doing business in China. Your whole world, the whole world is at your fingertips. Understand that, people. And if you're looking for a proven company with a proven track record, check out the new YTB. Go to www.602ndmba.com/MU Group. And once you go there, there's several videos that you can watch and learn about, like how, you know, Steve Jobs, he created Apple in his garage. Bill Gates, he created Microsoft in his basement. So, hey, what's holding you back? Come on, you can get involved in this tremendous wave and phenomena of the future. Well, that's going to about wrap up our show for today. We're coming to the end of our time for today's broadcast. We thank you for tuning in to the Sunday Morning Gospel of Working From Home. And remember, you got to ride this wave into the 21st century. We're still in the beginning of the 21st century. If you want to pass something on to your children and your children's children, make sure you get involved in an online home-based business. Until next time, God bless you and thank you for tuning in.